It's birth, it's life, it's renewal, encouragement for the day. It is the Word of God, and it's right where we find ourselves today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Make it a point to join us as we study God's Word together. Coming to you from United Reformed Church here in Linden, this is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. We welcome you to the broadcast and would invite you to join us for the next few moments as we open up God's Word, studying God's Word that we might find life. With this edition of Abounding Grace now, again from United Reformed Church here in Linden, once again, our teacher and pastor, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you, radio friends, for tuning into Abounding Grace today, joined with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church on this Friday session. And today, we're going to discuss with you a phenomenon that has been very peculiar to our time. Maybe not. Maybe it's been peculiar. Maybe it's been something that has been more normative throughout the present age. But I think especially relevant to our day is what we call Christless Christianity. A Christianity that has left out Christ, Simply put. And you know, I was thinking, Wes, of something that I read by Michael Horton in his book, Modern Reformation magazine. And he said this: ministers today are regarded more as life coaches who facilitate our self-transformation than as ambassadors of Christ devoted to the Word of God and prayer, so that they can spread a feast on behalf of the King for his people in this world. If the focus of our message falls on our willing and running rather than on God's mercy, it will follow that our methods will concentrate almost exclusively on finding the best techniques for transforming ourselves and others. And he says this: yet this subverts God's whole intention on the Lord's Day. He comes to you not to make you a better you, but to kill you and to raise you together with Christ as part of his redeemed body.
It's powerful.
Yeah, it's a powerful statement, because essentially what he's saying is he's putting an end to you and raising you with Christ. If there's no Christ in the message and it's only about your self-transformation, then what you're doing is raising yourself.
Yeah. And I think the reference there is to, of course, to Joel Osteen. And I don't know how many of our listeners watch 60 Minutes, but last October, they did an interview with Joel Osteen, which was very interesting. And of course, for those who don't know who Joel Osteen is, he's the pastor of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, mega church. I think he's got every weekend over 45,000 people attending his services at the former Compact Center. He's also got a TV show as well. His show is broadcast in over 100 countries. He's got a couple of best-selling books to his credit, Your Best Life Now and Become a Better You, which was referenced in that quote from Mike Horton. You know, Osteen is one of the most popular Christian celebrities in North America at the moment. And so it's no wonder then that 60 Minutes wanted to interview him. And the interviewer wasn't a Christian, but he still asked some very probing questions, some very telling questions. And among them, he asked Joel Osteen why he hardly ever speaks about Jesus Christ. He's a Christian preacher, a Christian church, supposedly, but he very seldom mentions Jesus Christ. And why is that? And Osteen's answer was, that's just not what I do. That's not my gifting. I try to be helpful to as many people as I can. That was his answer. I mean, you know, probably the most popular pastor in America openly acknowledges that he doesn't preach Christ. It's Christless Christianity.
Yeah, and this is, you know, it's become so common today. It's so in vogue, and people are so accustomed to this form of Christianity that denies the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That today we've lost a total sense of what it means for a preacher to be sent and to proclaim the message of, as Paul said, I know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yeah.
It's lost.
Yeah, totally. And basically Christ has become a life coach.
Right. And I think, you know, another statement I'd like to read here, ministry, this is today what's going on, something that George Barna cited. He says, if the local church is to survive, now listen to this, says Barna, authority must shift from being centralized to decentralized.
Right.
Leadership from pastor-driven to lay-driven. which means that sheep are primarily servers rather than served by the ministry, which Horton says. Further, ministry must shift from resistance to change to acceptance, from tradition and order to mission and vision, from an all-purpose to a specialized approach to ministry, tradition-bound to relevance-bound, from a view of the people's role as receivers to actors, from knowledge to transformation. He's highlighting there the shifts that are taking place. You notice what's happened there? There's no longer the presentation or the proclamation of Christ. Instead, the lay person has become the authority and the design of what ministry should be, as he has designed it his way.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
that total shift in the ministry of the church today.
Yeah. And I think we should reflect, Chris, on why this subject is so crucially important. Why is it that, you know, we're making an issue out of this? And I think we find part of the answer in Hebrews 3, verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on, not yourself, Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess. And where do we go to find this Jesus whom we're to fix our thoughts upon? Of course, we have to go to the Bible. Hebrews 12:2 also says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who is this Jesus? He's not a life coach. He's the one who went to the cross, who rose again, who ascended into heaven and sits at God's right hand, the Christ revealed in the Bible. And, you know, we can also consider the words of John 12:21. You know, some Greeks came to worship at the Passover feast, and they approached Philip, and they said, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." That's the longing of every true Christian.
You know, Wes, I think the listener today might be saying, well, maybe we're missing the point. We do want to find Jesus. But what kind of Jesus do we want to find is really the question.
Yeah.
You know, today everyone's telling people to go out and find Jesus so that they will be successful.
Right.
So we've made Jesus into a moral redeemer.
Right. We have to keep going back to the Bible. And what does the Bible say about who Jesus Christ is? Did he come for moral transformation, or did he come to save sinners?
Well, and it's not that's the point. It's not about us finding Jesus. It's about Christ finding us.
Right.
And how does he come to us? Well, we've been talking about, and we've wanted to focus on Abounding Grace week in and week out, that it's through the preaching of the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's what Romans 10 is constantly telling us. It's through the message that is preached, that is foolishness to the world, that God is pleased to save.
And you know, it's gonna sound offensive to some listeners, but I'm gonna say it anyway. A Christless Christianity, what we see around us in much of our context, it's a fraud. It's a counterfeit. It's a path to hell paved with positive thinking or even works righteousness. And that's why this subject matters. You know, it is a matter of eternal life and death. And I would encourage our listeners to reflect on the nature of their Christian faith. Is it Christ-centered? Or have you left Christ out? Especially, you know, as we're talking about Christ revealed in the scriptures.
Right. You know, and I want to talk about a little bit of a phenomenon that just supports this Christless Christianity. You know, today it's easy for churches to imagine that's what's happening on the Lord's Day is less important than what's happening in small groups.
Right.
And videos that are done. We've given the shift that Sunday worship is about us, but the difficult stuff is all delegated out to the small groups. Small group ministry is becoming a replacement of the Lord's design to feed his people and the church with Christ and him crucified. So the minister gets up, it's a round table discussion, sitting on a bar stool, we're having fun up here.
Brother Chris sharing his thoughts.
Yeah, we're sharing thoughts, a casual atmosphere, instead of an authoritative proclamation. Which is what preaching is. It's a declaration. It's a proclamation of a burden that is put upon Wes Bradenhoff's heart and is put upon Chris Gordon's heart to proclaim that sinners are lost without repenting and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation.
And I think the other element that often gets left behind here are the sacraments. You know, in the sacraments too are the they're like a visual picture of the preaching of Jesus Christ that comes to us to strengthen our faith, to direct us again to our the sacrifice of Christ once for all offered on the cross. You know, baptism is a picture of the washing of sinners with Christ's blood. And the Lord's Supper is a picture of his broken body and his shed blood for sinners.
Right. This is a word and sacrament ministry. And I know sacrament today even sort of carries a bad connotation. Everyone immediately associates it with a Roman Catholic sort of view. There are two sacraments the Lord has instituted for the nourishing of his church. And this Lord's Supper is a renewal for God's people to be assured of his gospel promises and love. And that's what's so ironic, so sad to me, Wes, is that the Lord has said, here is how I'm going to strengthen. Here's how I'm going to strengthen your faith, build you up, give you a firm foundation. And people are looking for this in all these other things.
Yeah.
And the Lord has put it in place for us.
Right.
You know, that's a sad phenomenon.
Yeah. And that's how we end up with Christless Christianity, when the plainly ordained things of God, the word and sacrament, are eclipsed by programs, by a focus on technique, by a focus on personality, the cult of celebrity, all these other things. Yeah, the gospel is either hidden or it's absent.
So we can do, in our worship, in all who we are, we can do everything possible to keep us from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an amazing reality, that we could actually produce that?
Yeah, and I think we want to encourage our listeners to be in a church where Christ is proclaimed, where Christ is central, where Christ is being preached as he is revealed in the scriptures as the Savior of sinners.
Yeah, and he's all throughout the scriptures. Every text in some way points us to his person and work. And that should be what we desire to hear.
Mm-hmm.
To be brought low, see who we are, and yet to hear the wonderful news that Christ has shed his blood to release us and give us this new freedom through him. We ask you proclaim at the Langley Canadian Reformed Church every week.
That's right. On Sundays at 9:30 and 2 o'clock, people can find us in Langley, just to the east of the airport on 52nd Avenue. More information is available at our website, www.langleycanrc.org.
Well, we're thankful you've joined us, and we are always excited to bring these broadcasts to you. We hope they are a blessing to you. You're welcome to contact us at any time. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.
Studying God's Word that we might grow in our affection and love for Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We come to you each and every day for a short time that we might study God's Word together, that we might grow in His grace and His amazing love for us. If you have questions or comments, as always, we stand ready to do our best to answer them. We're at 360-318-0429. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. You can find out a bit more about us, United Reformed Church here in Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities, and the like, at lindenurc.com. Now, that's our website where we even have some of the past messages as preached by Pastor Chris Gordon. They're available for you to listen to. Again, lindenurc.com. And then, as always, you're welcome to join us for worship. Our service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. We meet at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. For directions, either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or again, call 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. We thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.